Molly, forget Breaking Bad, forget The Wire. If I'm asked about the peak in TV, it's this Aussie cartoon that's won over the world. Bluey is back for season 3, and the voice behind everyone's favourite cartoon dad bandit is Dave McCormick. Good morning, Dave. How are you, mate?
Good morning. Hi, how are you? I'm well. Thanks for having me on the show.
How good is your energy? I'm already into you, Dave, and we've spoken to you for 30 seconds.
I am like just a pumped up, energetic dude. You know what? I probably had too many coffees. You know, like I'm on my second coffee. I'm staring down the barrel of the third. So it's going to be a very exciting day. I'm going to talk really fast all the day.
I've just been binge watching some episodes of Bluey, and wow, it felt weird watching it without kids, but still being glued to the screen.
It's the way to do it.
A lot of people come up to me and they say it is a guilty pleasure because they do initially feel a bit weird watching it without young people there, but I think the show's good enough and the writing's funny enough that it stands up. It's definitely aimed at kids, but also they make sure that it's good enough that parents don't, you know, go crazy watching it. It appeals to all ages, I think.
Speaking to that, I mean, for me, it's astonishing how particular episodes, and the show's only 7 minutes long, can really hit you in the heart. And, you know, yeah. I've got misty-eyed a couple of times watching particular episodes. Is that something you pick up in your vocal recording phase, or is it more of an intangible thing that comes when all the pieces of the show are together?
Yeah, it's pretty intense. Like, when I'm doing my part, there's no animation, obviously, and there's no other actors there. I just do my bit in isolation. So
yeah.
They give me the background and try and give me the general gist of it. But it tends to happen that they assemble an episode, do the animation, and then we come back and pick up a few spots when I start to, you know what's happening a bit. But look, I'll be honest with you, I'm not really that much of an actor. Like, I've never done acting before. And so it's just that I've sort of got kids about the same age, so it's sort of my life, so
cool.
Whatever I say, it just sort of, I can relate to it. And you're right, Damon, there's a couple of really good, you know, heartfelt moments in there, and it's really sweet. There's a really sweet episode with the mum, Chili, and her dad, and it's just, it ends with them sitting, looking out into the distance.
On the pier.
Yeah.
Oh, it's so good.
And then,
a transition from mum to daughter.
Oh, don't even talking about it now. It's so beautiful. And it just highlights how quick time goes.
Yeah.
And for a kids show to do that with such economy of time but still have that emotional weight, it's pretty amazing.
Oh, it's incredible.
What I love about the show is it does feel very, very real. Watching it, I just thought to myself, oh, my God, this is my childhood. Like, I remember all of this so clearly. It's all coming back to me. And you've said yourself that you have a couple of daughters. We know that the show's creators, Joe Brum and Charlie Aspinwall, also have two young daughters each. So a lot of this must be drawn from your real lives, right?
Oh, hundo. And so when my wife Lucy sees episodes on TV, she's like, you're giving them story ideas, right? Because that happened exactly. And I'm like, no, I don't. It's universal. And you know what you did pick up on there, Molly? Like, I've got two daughters, and the other two guys involved in it have got two daughters. I feel like the girls are overtaking the world a bit here. Do you feel that? Like,
oh, yeah.
It's only daughters everywhere. Like, I feel like the guys are going to die out. So it's just girl power. So boys.
Dave, are the girls as enamoured with the show as the rest of us? Like, are you maybe getting asked to do the talking circuit at school?
No. So the girls, they were really into it when it first started, but now they've just got a little bit older, and they'll still watch it. Like, if I'm like, come on, guys, can we watch an episode of Bluey? I'm in it. Come on.
I'm the main guy.
But once they do watch it, it's funny. Like, once you start, within a minute, it's got people's attention for the rest of the episode. Do you know what I mean?
They absolutely
sort of, like,
I do.
People might not go, oh, I'm going to go and sit down and binge watch 8 episodes of Bluey. But I find that if people do start watching, it's very Moorish, and they just enjoy it so much. And there are always, when we're doing an episode, there's always a bunch of genuine laugh-out-loud moments. And I get to ad-lib and do stupid stuff, and it's really good fun.
I was first introduced to Bluey because one of my friends has a couple young kids, and they were talking about how good this show is, and I was like, Yeah.
sure.
And it was on in the background one day at their place, and exactly that happened. I was just glued to the screen, could not look away. I was like, I'm going to go home and watch this. Like, this is really good stuff. And it makes me want to have kids. Like, I don't have any of my own at this point in time, but watching it makes me go, I'm so excited for that. And I think that is a very, it's a bit of a nod to the work that you guys have all done.
It's all about playing. It's so much fun. And Molly, when you do have kids, there's this whole world of children's TV that opens up. You don't even, before kids, you don't even know it exists. And then you delve into it really deep for a couple of years. And yeah, there's this whole secret world. And lots of it's pretty bad. But yeah. There's a couple of, like Bluey and a couple of other shows are actually really, really good.
Well, I'll have to send you an email one day in about 5 years and you can give me your recommendations.
Yeah, hundo.
Well, speaking of Dave McCormick, he is the voice of Bandit on Bluey.
What do you think adults can learn from Bluey? What's the takeaway lesson?
You know what? The adults can learn that childhood is only fleeting and you've really got to grab it by the horns and enjoy it, even though it's exhausting and everything, while you can, because it goes so quickly.
Well, that's a good lesson.
Enjoy the moment. Enjoy life and enjoy time with kids because they grow up so quick. Oh, it's so sad.
Dave, are there parts of Bandit's backstory that we don't know about? Maybe something that you've even added into the mix that helps you kind of vocalise Bandit?
Well, look, I just, you know, like I mentioned before, I can't really act. I leave the acting to the professionals. I just sort of, I read the lines and go, yeah, I remember that happened to me. But Bandit's backstory is a bit of a mystery, but I can give you a little bit of a scoop here in this new series, a little bit of his origin story is revealed.
Ooh.
But I can't tell you what it is, but it's pretty interesting.
I just want to say real quick as well, Dave, that the best actors don't actually act, so you've got it all going on. You're doing the right thing.
Yeah. if not being able to act makes you a good actor, I'm Robert De Niro, man.
Bluey is back on ABC and ABC iView. You can catch it at 8 a.m. and 6:20 p.m. each and every day. Oh, this is a series that I could not recommend highly enough. Dave McCormick, thank you so much for joining us this morning.
Good on you. Thanks for having me on.